He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away, on the road and hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long.
Captain Fred, this is Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're high in the Rocky Mountains today, still doing some interesting investigations. We've been in the deep forest looking at the devastation of the beetle kill. The pine beetle has devastated so many forests in Colorado. It's amazing to me that there are no reports on. You don't see this on the evening news. You don't see this on any of the special public radio broadcast. The beetle kill here has devastated, I'd say, probably millions of acres, but the forest is still standing. The dead beetle kill is still standing. The deadfall is creating a condition that I'd say is a tinderbox. We've been up in right about I guess about 20 miles north of Pagosa Springs, where the beetle kill has not really affected it quite so much. On the other side of the Wolf Creek Pass, the devastation is just it's extraordinary. If you come to Colorado, you'll notice the beautiful greens and pines, but through some of these passes, there are only brown, dead pine trees. What I would like to introduce to the listeners of RBN today is a foundation that I've been working on. And it's an idea that I've been working on probably for about 4 years now. What I'm doing is, we're camping in part of this beetle kill, and we're foresting for materials that actually I call it nature's art, where the worms, natural drying process for some of this pine wood that's down and fell, has turned it into some beautiful, beautiful wood. And what we're doing is myself and my son, what we're doing is we're foraging for wonderful pieces of art wood that we create into useful furniture. We've created six Adirondack chairs. We've got some stools that we're working on. And it's really beautiful furniture. The beetle kill pine has a blue tint to it, and it has a striping that's really extraordinary and beautiful. The legs are all formed out of 2 and 3 inch ponderosa pine that has been naturally aged, and the beetles have eaten away part of the top crust of it. So you've got these beautiful patterns of that are on the top surface of the material. It's an extraordinary thing. And as we're camped here, we continually meet visitors and tourists that are curious about what we're doing here. And we try to explain to them that what we do is some of the deadfall, the smaller deadfall, is the material that the people that forest for firewood don't really remove. But we come through and we're using electric tools so that it doesn't create any fire hazard. It'd be helpful if we did have a generator and a power plant of some kind, but now we're charging batteries off of our cars. But what we're building are actually, I think they're more like a piece of art created from the purity of the nature of this dead kill pine. Anyway, our goal is to bring, eventually, to create a foundation that we'll be able to have funding to bring city kids or disadvantaged children to the forest to be able to see what actually happens to the forest when the devastation starts to set in. We don't focus on the devastation angle of it because there's no way to describe it unless you're here. So what we're trying to do is to educate people about this devastation that's happening all over the Rocky Mountains, as far as I can tell. But we need to understand that there really isn't a cure for it. It's like Fukushima. What you don't hear much about Fukushima nowadays either, but it's an ongoing disaster. It's an ongoing disaster that continues to destroy the world that we really do truly love here. But what I'd like to do is ask for donations today to help fund the Timeless Timber Foundation. The listeners, RBN, can send donations to the RBN network if they like. And that way they can fund us. We're so far up in the woods right now that it's difficult for us to come into town except every couple of days. And if you'd like to make a foundation donation, well, if you donate $60, we'll send you one of these little stools. It's actually be a stool kit because what we do is we cut the stool legs and use a mortise tenon cut and with electric drills, and we'll create a tenon and mortise the beetle kill timber. It's really interesting and beautiful little stools that we're building. And these stools they look almost like children's furniture in a lot of ways because they are just a footstool, but they're pretty small. They're lightweight. And we can mail you a stool if you'll send a donation of $60, we'll send you one of these beautiful little stools. Be sure and when you send the donation in, be sure and give Sam your mailing address so we can put these in. They will ship by way of the post office. So what I'd like to try to do is to bring this consciousness to our listeners and let some of the beauty of these natural products come through too. Right now we're working on a Facebook page that we'll be able to show you some pictures of what we're doing. And I know in the past I've shied away from Facebook, and I don't have a personal Facebook page, but I think this is something that's significant, and I think it's worth everybody's attention. This is another disaster that could probably be turned with a little bit of proper management. And I'm not going to start pointing the finger at the United or the Forestry Service of the United States, but we need to start interviewing these. I've got a Forestry Service agent that I had been talking to, and I'd like to get him on eventually for a few interviews and for questions for the viewers or for the listeners to be able to build some of the ideas and to explain exactly what the condition here is. But anyway, today we're broadcasting from the city park in Pagosa Springs. It's a beautiful, partly cloudy day. The temperature's about 75 degrees. The San Juan River is running a little muddy today because the rains in the hills have pushed a bunch of settlement through. trout fishing is good in a lot of the upper stream still, so if you guys are interested in coming up here and doing some fishing, you need to bring your poles. If you're interested in coming up and seeing what we're doing here at Timeless Timber Foundation, all you have to do is get in touch with the network right here and leave your phone number, and we'll get back in touch with you. We're not all the time available because of the situation. I mean, we don't have cell phone. We don't have anything where we are. It's pretty isolated. But if you'd like to try to get involved and understand what kind of, I guess it's a lie by omission that the media is perpetrating with this devastation to our forest, then we need to start opening up that conversation. If you'd like to call in today and make any comments about it, the number here is 1-800-313-9443. And I'd like to hear your ideas about this, because we really are trying to put together this idea to make something happen where there is nothing happening at all. There's so many discussion about what this beetle kill is, how it started, and why it's devastating so much forest. I think the Forestry Service has done so many different ideas, but what's happening is that they're depending on scientists to have a solution on this. A lot of people believe, I think, and it's false, that the beetles are the cause of the beetle kill. It's not actually the beetles that kill the pines. It's the fungus that the beetles carry with them that creates I think it's the blue mold that actually makes the wood that we're harvesting look so beautiful. Anyway, Sam, if you would, why don't you play a little bit more of the John Denver. I'm in a John Denver mood today. If anybody would like to call in, the number is 1-800-313-9443. Sam, you got some music there for us?
Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. Why they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. The Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. No, he'd be a poor man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High.
The laws of nature sometimes take precedent of all human laws. The purpose of all human laws is one, to defeat the laws of nature. This is the case among all nations, both civilized and savage. It is a grotesquerie, but when the human race is not grotesque, it's because it's asleep and losing its opportunity. We pay so little attention to the nature and the presence of nature's laws that we believe that this culture and this existence that we create is more natural. But I think nature's given us a kind of a oddball way to think about things nowadays. We view nature as an accessory to our lives, and it's not. We are an accessory to nature. We are here to pervade nature to our civilization. We're here to preserve nature for our civilization. But unfortunately, the fungus that's killing this forest here in Colorado is being misunderstood. And as far as I can tell, there's not really any real aggressive plan to change this. Last year, there were a few reports that University of Colorado had received a grant to create a sterilized pine beetle so that they wouldn't reproduce. But then again, too, like I said before, the pine beetle isn't really the culprit. The culprit of this devastation is the fungus. You might ask, what kind of fungus do we have nowadays that can create this kind of devastation in our forest? Well, people nowadays are being subjected to black lung fungus. Through their jobs, there's different kinds of black mold, I think, that if you look at it, these new different kinds of funguses are something that has a natural way of creating extinction. And if it's nature's way of causing civilization's extinction, then we need to pay attention to this. We're destroying ourselves by the devastation to our ecosystem with Fukushima, dumping tons of radiation, radioactive material. Our military, everywhere our military goes, we're dumping depleted uranium everywhere. You don't hear these reports. More than likely, if you're listening to NPR, you're going to hear reports about the new actress that has made her debut depicting a devastated black family someplace. Or, you know, it's just continuous propaganda to create social engineering. But what's happening is that we're being lied to by omission. We're being lied to by the fact that they don't tell us that we need to be careful about the air we breathe. They're lying to us when they don't tell you about the radiation in the salmon being caught off the Pacific coast. They're lying to us when they don't tell us about the radiation fallout that's coming to the United States because of Fukushima. They're lying to us when they don't tell us about the devastation of the pine beetle fungus here in Colorado and in the western United States. What kind of media focuses on the plight of a millionaire football player who's been arrested at a bar and refuses to spend any time discussing really pertinent issues for civilization, for humanity? I don't think they really care about humanity, because that's not their boss. Their boss are the same people that run the Federal Reserve, same people that run the corporations. And who would run a company like Monsanto and destroy so much of our ecosystem and do it at the peril of themselves? It's not really... not really something we want to be proud of. It's not something we want to subscribe to. We need to put our effort into understanding. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Captain Fred.
Coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road and hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I like that, Wayne. This is Captain Fred. Welcome back. We've got a caller, JR in California. JR, what you got on your mind today?
Permission to come aboard, Captain Fred.
Well, we're up in the Rockies today. The boat's back down in the Gulf of Mexico, but you can come into camp if you like.
There you go. I was calling because out here in the western states, we're experiencing the same thing with our forest. I heard a presentation the other day that I thought was pretty credible. What they're attributing this forest die-off to is primarily the chemical spraying, the chemtrailing, the release of the particulates, especially aluminum. And apparently it's not that the beetle is any better than it used to be or any, obviously it's probably getting more prolific because its terrain is increasing. but the tree's resistance have been lowered to the point where the beetle can now pretty much invade at will.
Exactly.
We've lost a ton of pine trees, and it looks like the Douglas firs are just dropping like flies.
Oh, no. Well, you know, I'm heading to Northern California in about 2 weeks. I want to try to take this out there and see what's happening out there. I lived at one time in the Redwood Forest south of San Francisco, and the subforest, when it gets to the Redwoods, if it starts, there's not a lot of pine there, but, you know, the Sierras is, what part of California do you live in?
I'm in the central San Joaquin Valley, where sanity is still pretty much prevailing for the most part. It's not the same atmosphere as L.A. And San Francisco, northern and southern Sodom and Gomorrah. But the San Joaquin Valley is changing rapidly. We've all become pretty much taken over by the Democrats and Governor Brown Moonbeam. So whenever the forest that I see the most, it's up by General Grant, General Sherman, in the Sequoia National Forest. There's a road that there's a little place called Hume Lake. It's a nice Christian camp. On the way up to there, it's just heartbreaking to see all the dead trees.
It is, man. It just tears you apart to see forests. As I was a child, I used to come here with my parents and fish during the summertime, and these forests that I used to play in when I was a kid are gone. They're literally gone. And the Forestry Service doesn't know what to do about it. They really don't. And you're right. I think the whole ecosystem is under such stress right now that these forests just can't exist.
Well, Captain Fred, it's exactly what you were talking about after you segued into Monsanto and all the rest of these genocidal maniacs. There is an agenda to depopulate the earth. Part of the depopulation is deforest the earth, and obviously to pollute the water and pollute the air. These are transhumanists, or humans, that want to be post-human, and they want to merge with machine. They want to become a silicone-based unit as opposed to a carbon-based life form. They don't need a thinking body.
I think it's more diabolical than that.
Even than that? How much more diabolical can you get?
I believe that the people that are pulling the strings aren't really people. I believe that they've got to be dimensional creatures somehow. I mean, these people that are running things don't think dimension are in a linear dimension as most people are trained to think. They think in a more of a fifth dimensional way. They think in ways of past, present, and future at the same time. They see these changes happening instantly to them. But to us, it's the slow kill. We don't see it happening. I don't understand. It's like we're cattle in a feedlot. We don't see what's going on here.
Thank you for your time, Captain.
Well, I appreciate your call.
That's an interesting thought. Carry on.
Well, you know, it almost sounds like a little bit of a David Icke, but think about this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Captain Fred. Today our discussion is about the devastation of our planet, the devastation of our forest. For some reason, it's not really important that humanity understands that they're being killed off, that they're destroying the ecosystem with, whether you believe the chemtrails or whether you believe it's persistent contrails, they're changing things and they don't care about us. The companies, the masters of destruction like Monsanto that create products that never leave our environment, that don't really create any solution at all. The Timeless Timber Foundation is about illustrating and explaining and more or less just being alarming people to the fact that our ecosystem is being destroyed. Whether you believe that it's the chemtrails or a natural fungus, it's obvious that there are changes in our ecosystem that is not beneficial to humanity. We need to understand that nature, Mark Twain said, nature knows no indecencies, that man invents them. Nature is what it's been, and if we kill off these forests, if we kill off our ability to fight these funguses, if we kill off our own understanding, then we're becoming, like I've said before in previous shows, we're a domesticated species that's being used to strip mine this planet. And when we're through, what's going to happen then? What's going to happen when we're through strip mining this planet, when the forests are devastated, when the streams are toxic? What's going to happen to humanity and civilization? Are we going to be the same, or are we going to be a small percentage of the civilization that we see now? Well, folks, we probably are in the midst of the slow kill as we speak. We're in the midst of the slow kill, and what we need to understand is that we might not be able to turn this. We're not very far away, is what she said. We're not very far away at all. We probably are not going to be able to turn this, because there's really just not... A friend of mine told me, and he was a businessman, a very successful businessman. He's a poet. He told me that in order to accomplish anything, we have to give a shit. And you know what? That's the truth. I'm sorry if I've said a word you don't want your children to hear, but that's true. We have to care if we want to change things. And right now, more people care about the tripe and the crap that they see on television than they care about the reality of our world. Our shared experience has been narrowed down to a shared experience of lies. If you watch television, if you listen to the radio to get your understanding of this world, then you're probably misinformed. Mark Twain said that if you read the paper, or if you don't read the paper, you're uninformed. If you read the paper, you're misinformed. This isn't something that just started happening. This has been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years. We're being lied to constantly. Like J.R. said, he believes that the masters of our civilization are the ones that are creating these conditions. And the kill-off goes unnoticed now. The kill-off is being unnoticed. You go to the hospital and you're more likely to die in the hospital than you are to get out of the hospital. I don't know if people realize this, but the hospitals now are more of a hospice unit than they are a healing unit. But back to the forest. Yeah, it's everywhere. It's in the western United States. It's everywhere. It's in Colorado. Whole forests are being devastated. We have standing dead trees that range for miles and miles and miles. We need to get the word out and try to let people understand that this slow kill is going on. And if we want to stop it, I don't know that we can stop it, but maybe we can slow it down a little bit. Maybe we can slow the slow kill down. But it's not going to happen unless civilization, unless humanity starts to understand that this is happening. People say, well, what can I do about it? I'm just one person. What can I do about it? The beginning of any change is with the first step. The beginning of understanding is with the first idea. These forests are important to our life, important to us. To understand what's happening to this forest, you have to see it. That's what Timeless Timber Foundation is about. We're here to show you the devastation to bring it to your home, to let you understand as a shared experience. We want to send you one of these pieces of wood. We want to send you some of this timber, and so you can understand what's happening with it. This blue pine that's coming from the beetle kill is a good single view, a picture worth a thousand words experience. Not only is it a picture, but it's an actual piece of this material. Then again, if you donate $60 to the Timeless Timber Foundation through RBN, we'll share with RBN so that we can continue this message. The Timeless Timber Foundation is new. We're trying to get started. We need funding. We need some materials. We need a generator would be handy. We need a half horsepower hand drill if we could get one with a generator. There's a lot of possibilities. What we're doing is we're walking through this forest that's being devastated, and we're selecting pieces that illustrate this kind of the need to understand what's happening. Once you see this, you'll know. And once you hear more from listeners like JR in California, the word is important that our ecosystem is being destroyed right now. At least first the Northern Hemisphere, and what's happening probably isn't going to affect the Southern Hemisphere for a lot of, maybe 100 years, I don't know. But it's changing. You can read the statistics. What will happen in the next 2 or 3 weeks, you'll be seeing on the Facebook page. I'm not sure if it'll be called Timeless Timber or whether it will be a different name. It really depends on the way this is being set up right now. But the Timeless Timber Foundation is what I prefer to call it, and that's what it's going to be. I think Sam says we got another caller here. Sam, am I hearing you correctly? Tom, how about it, Tom? What do you got to say about this?
Just about 10 years ago, I did a program on PBS. Actually, I'd worked with a Dr. Salisbury at Utah State University. He was a horticulturist, and we did a program on the value of a tree. And it's bizarre that we, as human beings, have been so ignorant, quite frankly, in the value of a tree. You know, people talk about global warming, and they're worried about that, right? But they forget that the primary mediator of temperature on this planet is the trees or the forests.
Exactly.
When the pressure is put on to cut the trees are extremely efficient in converting solar energy into sugar, into beneficial compounds, right?
Right.
Yet when we have the World Bank and that whole mercenary conglomerate putting pressure on even countries like, you know, like Paraguay or Uruguay, that area, to clear the forests, and their primary purpose for clearing the forests is to raise cattle. Well, when you cut the trees and you go from about a 90% efficiency of solar conversion down to grasses that are about 30%, that means that that excess energy is reflected or absorbed by the environment in terms of real thermal heat. In fact, when you cut the trees and you by changing that conversion factor of solar energy to 30% instead of 90%, then you end up with warm air above that area, and the moisture in that air is never allowed to condense and turn into rain. In fact, that's the problem with California. Many of the coastal areas where they've cleared the forest, you know, to put in city or to put in garden or put in agriculture, you have that very moist air coming off the ocean, and the first thing you experience is thermal warming. So instead of raining on the California coast like it did in the past when it was pretty much forested, you end up with that water still remaining in the air because it's too hot. In fact, it's absorbed enough heat that it will get across even the Sierras without leaving much water rain. So the real problem with this heating of the planet, you know, and I hate to argue and offend people, it is man-made, at least that factor, where we have destroyed the mediating factor for that solar conversion, and that is the forest. So what you're talking about today is all, in fact, I explained to the public that if you have one 30-foot diameter tree, it does the same cooling as two 5-ton air conditioners. But the problem with an air conditioner, it does not actually cool. It just simply moves heat from one spot to another, and then it generates heat in the process.
Right.
But if you have a tree that covers your house or covers your area, that tree is efficient in converting that heat into, again, into sugar or cellulose. And there's no energy expended in excess of that. In other words, if the sun's hitting that tree with, say, with 100 kilowatts.
You know, trees are perfect machines. Trees are perfect machines. They've, over the millions of years that they've developed, they've created a machine that turns energy into material. It's amazing.
Yeah. And see,
let me ask you a question, Tom. What's going on in Utah right now? Is Utah suffering from the devastation of the forest like it is in Colorado and California?
Absolutely, absolutely. And by the way, a couple of years ago, I was up in Evergreen in Colorado, you know, just up there before you drop down into the Pueblo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was beautiful. And then, let's see, now back in the 2005, I was there, and it was beautiful. When I went back through Colorado in 2009, I was totally blown away because that whole mountainsides, plural, went from beautiful green timber to just dead stalks.
Jeez.
And that terrifies me because I know since I understand the mechanics, you know, the thermal exchange that the tree is capable of doing, and I say, well, this is going to cook these people. And the more that area cooks, of course, the less rain occurs. So it's kind of a reverse cascade. If you cut the tree, you stop the cooling, you in effect have stopped the rain.
Well, what do you think is going to happen to these forests that are already devastated, that all these forests are standing dead now? The Forestry Service says that they're afraid of a forest fire to get clear this because they fear that if they have a controlled burn, that it'll sterilize the soil if it burns too hot. Now, is that true?
Well, my position is like the Native Americans. Leave things alone, but when you find a dead tree, make use of it. In other words, you know, use that for your kindling and for your structure.
That's what timeless timber's about. The dead fuel that we're picking up and building small pieces of furniture out are beautiful illustrations of what's happening to our forests. I don't understand why. Well, I do understand why the media is not reporting it. But why don't people that live in these areas that are being devastated? Why isn't something happening to unite these people to help fight this devastation? And if we can fight the devastation, is the question, what can we do?
Well, the biggest problem is government. If you go in there and you try to clear timber, this dead timber, you can be fined. You know, they've made it illegal for you to even for the Native Americans to go out and harvest dead trees, which they would do naturally, right? Now, instead, they are restricted or prevented from going on to BLM land and cutting the, you know, or even just picking up the dead wood.
Right. It's more of a bottleneck. What they've done is they've created a taxation condition here. So if you want to do that, you got to pay a fee if you want to gather firewood. You know, what we're doing is we're gathering small pieces of timber that really couldn't even be firewood. So And I think that in a lot of ways that has a lot more impact in the forest than does the larger pieces. I know that when I lived in the Redwoods in California, there were a lot of freeze kills that would affect the subforest and the Redwoods. And the Forestry Service in California refused to let people go in and remove the dead hardwood that was down underneath the redwoods because they were afraid that they'd do more damage to the ecostructure than not. But we got a break right now. Hang on till after the break, Tom. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Captain Fred.
When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road and hanging by a song. But the string's already broken and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast and it don't last for long.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry.
on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. If I had a day that I could give you.
Folks, we've got to understand.
I'd give to you.
We are in the middle of a lie that is perpetuated by the omission from the information that's given to us daily. Our lives are being manipulated, and we're being conditioned to, I think, follow through with this slow kill. Tom in Utah, are you still with us, Tom, or did you hang up on us?
I'm here.
This is a very, very important issue that we're dealing with, and I think that you obviously have felt this way for quite some time and have studied and know quite a bit about this. Is there anything other than just enlightenment that we can do for humanity, or can we make a turn here? Can we change things?
Well, we have to change. We have to stop thinking of eminent domain, right, or manifest destiny. When it comes to the land, and especially to the forests, what's interesting is when you understand the whole mechanics, the whole thermodynamics of the forest and the sunshine. If you clear a forest in, say, Ecuador, and you turn that into pasture land to satisfy the insanity of eating dead creatures, right?
Mm-hmm.
That cleared forest then presents a thermal load that's absorbed by the rest of the environment, which includes the oceans. So you raise the temperature in the ocean, and of course the ocean has currents, so you move that thermal load to other parts of the globe. Primarily in our case, we're looking about the thermal loading coming to the north, right? So you raise the thermal loading of the air and the water, and it all contributes to this heating of the land. And trees can't get up and move when the climate changes around these trees. They're pretty much stuck with either surviving or dying. So the insanity begins when we.
I'm sorry.
The insanity begins when we have the banking boys, the money boys, interfering with nature simply for the dollar.
You're absolutely right. Let me tell you about a person I met 2 years ago, or I may not have time to do that. Well, Tom, hey, listen, would you do me a favor and call back next week? Because I'd like to continue this conversation. But until then, let's think about this. This is Captain Fred, Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back next week. Thanks, Tom.
Hug a tree.
Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.